President Bush led Kerry in Wisconsin during the early evening, but then it came to light that computer software problems in Milwaukee had bottled up a heavy pro-Kerry vote in the city. After the problems were fixed, Kerry's statewide tally surged past the president, and the Democrat held off late Bush gains from rural and suburban areas. Kerry's unofficial victory margin is about 13,000 votes. At a convention center in Milwaukee, Wisconsin Governor Jim Doyle saluted Kerry supporters.
You in this room and people all across the state of Wisconsin put on the finest campaign I have ever seen. Your energy, your commitment, your devotion to moving this country forward and making some basic changes was unparalleled.
Some of the Kerry victory cushion appeared to come from younger voters. Tim Prendergast is a Marquette University student from Connecticut who decided to register and vote in Wisconsin. He says President Bush has failed the test in Iraq.
That's what started for me. I mean, I've been not a lifelong, but in the past couple of years I've been a Democrat, and it's been accountability. You know, incumbent elections are referendums on what the people have done in the last 4 years, and I just don't approve.
President Bush's backers gathered a few blocks away. Stephen Yannick of New Berlin said one reason for the president losing Wisconsin again is too tame an approach in Iraq.
Personally, as much as I admire the president, I think he put an end to major combat way too soon. We wouldn't be in there fighting at the toughness that we are now with insurgents if he would have just stayed the course a little bit longer before he ended major combat.
But Yannick says the national scene may soothe any local disappointment.
As long as he wins the White House, we'll take whatever we can get, however we can get it.
But the getting may not come easy. Bush supporters jeered at television sets when John Edwards announced at 2 this morning that he and John Kerry have not conceded the presidential race. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.